Section 1. You will hear a man, Martin Hill, phoning an estate agent in order to find some accommodation. First, you have some time to look at questions 1 to 3. Now we shall begin. You should answer the questions as you listen, because you will not hear the recording a second time. Listen carefully and answer questions 1 to 3.
Hello, Brindle's estate agents here. How may I help you?
Oh, good morning. I'm ringing to see what flats you have for rent at the moment.
Right. Can I start by just taking your name, Mr.
Hill, Martin Hill.
Right. And are you looking for a flat for yourself or, a family, perhaps?
Well, it's for three of us, myself and two friends. We're going to share together.
I see. What about employment? Are you all students?
Oh, no. We've all got full-time jobs. Two of us work in the central bank, that's Chris and me, and Phil, that's the other one, is working for Hallam Cars, you know, at the factory about 2 miles out of town.
I'll put you down as young professionals then. And I suppose you'll be looking for somewhere with three bedrooms?
Yeah, at least three. But actually, we'd rather have a fourth room as well, if we can afford it, for friends staying over and stuff.
Is that with a living room to share, plus kitchen and bathroom?
Yeah, that sounds good. But we must have a bathroom with a shower. We don't mind about having a bath, but the shower's crucial.
OK, I'll just key that in. And are you interested in any particular area?
Well, the city centre would be good for me and Chris, so that's our first preference. But we'd consider anything in the west suburbs as well, really. Actually, for Phil, that'd be better, but he knows he's outnumbered. But we aren't interested in the north or the east of the city.
OK. I'm just getting up all the flats on our books.
Now you have some time to look at questions 4 to 10 on page 39. Now listen and answer questions 4 to 10.
Just looking at this list here, I'm afraid there are only two that might interest you. Do you want the details?
Okay, let me just grab a pen and some paper. Fire away.
This first one I'm looking at is in Bridge Street and very close to the bus station. It's not often that flats in that area come up for rent. This one's got three bedrooms, a bathroom and kitchen, of course, and a very big living room. That sounds a good size for you.
Hmm. So what about the rent? How much is it a month?
The good news is that it's only £450 a month. Rents in that area usually reach up to £650 a month. But the landlord obviously wants to get a tenant quickly.
Yeah, it sounds like a bit of a bargain. What about transport for Phil?
Well, there'll be plenty of buses, so no problem for him to use public transport. But unfortunately, there isn't a shower in the flat. And that location is likely to be noisy, of course.
Okay. What about the other place?
Let's see. Oh, yes. Well, this one is in a really nice location, on Hills Avenue. I'm sure you know it. This looks like something a bit special. It's got four big bedrooms and, there's a big living room. And, oh, this'll be good for you. A dining room. It sounds enormous, doesn't it?
Yeah, it sounds great.
That whole area is being developed. And the flat's very modern, which I'm sure you'll like. It's got good facilities, including your shower. And of course it's going to be quiet, especially compared with the other place.
Better and better. But I'll bet it's expensive, especially if it's in that trendy area beside the park.
I'm afraid so. They're asking £800 a month for it.
Whoa! It sounds a lot more than we can afford.
Well, maybe you could get somebody else to move in too. I'll tell you what. Give me your address and I can send you all the details and photos. And you can see whether these two are worth a visit.
Thanks. That would be really helpful. My address is flat 5.
That is the end of section 1. You now have half a minute to check your answers. Now turn to section 2 on page 40.